Patrick Parento is a law professor and expert in environmental law at the Vermont Law School. And even though Northern Pass doesn't have a complete route, Parento isn't surprised to hear Department of Energy contractors are visiting rights-of-way owned by Public Service of New Hampshire trying to gather environmental information.
But it's not at all unusual, even during a scoping process, for the applicant to get out there with a consultant on the ground and start taking doing inventories of what exactly is going to be affected by the project.
But Christophe Corchaine, a lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation, says DOE should have been more transparent, posting a notice announcing its work plan. Earlier this month, Senators Jeanne Shaheen and Kelly Ayotte asked DOE whether it was appropriate for such work to be underway without the entire route being filed. Meanwhile, Northern Pass has said it will announce the long-awaited new route by the end of this month. Previously, it predicted a new route by the end of December. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.